seated. As we move into our time of prayer this morning, we have quite a few joys and concerns to lift up that have been shared in our book. A few joys today, I believe, is Bill and Leslie's 45th wedding anniversary. So happy anniversary to Bill and Judy Leslie. Wonderful. I was making sure it was today and I wasn't missing the date, but it is today. Another joy, and this is a joy that we're going to lift up pretty continuously throughout our entire search process, but it's a joy and a concern and certainly a reason for prayer. The Search and Call Committee requests prayers for guidance, wisdom, support, and discernment as we continue our important work to call a new senior pastor for St. John's. They were commissioned a few weeks ago, but that does not mean that the prayers only happened on that Sunday. This is work that they are called to do ongoing, so our prayers will surround them ongoing as well. Quite a few concerns to lift up this morning. Nancy Morris is in the hospital for a pulmonary embolism, so we keep Nancy in our prayers. Bob Krause, who is the father of Sarah Hogan, is also in the hospital dealing with some ongoing health challenges, so we want to keep Bob as well as Sarah and her whole family in our prayers. Thelma Brunner is in Lansdale Hospital, prayers for continued healing for Thelma. We had quite a few St. John's members who had various parts replaced this past week. We have Kay Fiala, had a knee replacement surgery on Wednesday, and will begin rehab this week, doing well. Karen Methley had hip replacement surgery this past week. She is home and recovering well. Jane Malachowski had knee replacement surgery, doing well. So lots of people, must have been a popular week, but I'm happy to report that all are doing well. So on the other side of that surgery. Surely we all come to this time of prayer with our own prayers, our joys, our concerns, ready to lift up to God, knowing that God hears them and holds each and every one of them. So I want to invite you to bring those prayers to mind now as we join together in prayer. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, you call each of us by name, and you beckon us to follow you. Like a shepherd tending the flock, you tend to our needs, big and small, leading us, guiding us, counting on us to put our trust in you. We pray, O God, that we might do just that. We pray that you might be present with those who struggle, who suffer, those who are experiencing pain, grief or sorrow. God, we pray that you might guide those who are lost, comfort those who are filled with anxiety, worry, and fear, protect those who are in harm's way, heal those who are ill, mend those who are broken as only your love can. God of peace, we pray that you might watch over all those who lead us in many different contexts. Fill all who lead with wisdom, patience, insight, and mercy. Help us to be leaders too, and to do so with kindness and strength and integrity. God, we also lift up all who are experiencing life's joys and celebrations. We celebrate with Bill and Judy. We surround with joy and encouragement and support our search and call committee. God, we also lift over to you all who we have concerns for. We lift up Nancy, Bob, and Thelma. We think of Kay and Karen and Jane, who are healing and rehabbing from surgery. Make your presence known to each and every one of them. God of love, fill our hearts with the knowledge of you. that we can turn from all the distractions of life and draw closer to you. May we be agents of your compassion, offering kindness to all those we meet this day and every day. God of goodness and mercy, we thank you for all the gifts of life and for the renewed and restored life that we experience through you. For your Son, our Savior, our Good Shepherd, the one who stands at the gate of all of life's challenges and joys, calling out to us in love, pursuing us, anointing us, preparing a table for us, beckoning us to dwell with God today and always. All of these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen. We now have the opportunity to give as a way of supporting and showing thanksgiving for what we have and for the opportunity to share. So let us receive this morning's offering. Loving God, you are indeed the giver and the gift, and for that we give you thanks. God, we give you thanks again for the gifts that have been shared this day in many different ways. We ask that you bless the hands and the hearts that offered them, and we ask that you be present with us as we seek to use these gifts in ways that honor you. All of these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Well, I hope you are able to enjoy today and certainly tomorrow as we celebrate Earth Day. God doesn't want an Olympic team. God does not want a SWAT team. God does not want an army. God considers us to be sheep, humble, loving, willing to follow God, to be ambassadors of peace and grace and mercy to a world that is hurting. May God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may God give you peace today, tomorrow, forever.